Let's meditate. Okay. So please relax your forehead. Relax your mouth. Relax the eyes. Tighten your stomach a little bit. Relax your fingers. Please come to your breath. Watch your breath. Long exhale. Shorter inhale. Take the roof off the temple. Deep Diamond Mountain blue sky. And then a white puffy cloud comes. And top of the cloud is Jetsam Khapan. In your Three Treasures prayer book, there are two images of Jetsam Khapa. You can look at them later to get the image clear. Then start to warm up for meditation. Think about one good quality of Tsongkhapa, which you like. You want to be like that. If Tsongkhapa is the outer form of your favorite teacher, of your dearest teacher, then you can think of that quality that you like about your dearest teacher. People bow down to lamas with their body. They bend in half. But to think about your teacher, your favorite teacher, and to think about their good quality, one good quality, this is real bowing down. In Sanskrit, bowing down is namas, namas. To you is te. So I bow down to you is namaste. By thinking about a good quality that you have. Then make them an offering, make Jetsam Khapa an offering. There's a tradition to cover the sky with the flowers. I think it's nice if he's up on a cloud, he can be sitting on a cloud, and the cloud is in a big sea of flowers floating in the sky. Still the sunlight is coming through. In the Lama Chöpa, those flowers represent all the good deeds which you did this week, all the good deeds which other people here did this week. Each flower is a good deed. and think about some mistake you made yesterday. Usually it's with somebody else in this room. Maybe you got jealous of them, or maybe you judged them unfairly. Then tell your teacher in your mind, make a clear sentence in your mind. If they can read your mind, you have to tell them clearly in your mind what you did. So talk to them in your mind. I saw somebody yesterday. They were doing something a little bit strange. I decided they must be a little bit stupid person. Then later I realized I was making a big mistake. I'm sorry for that. Then think about something good you did yesterday. You sat through many hours of classes. You did yoga, meditation. You came to this place. Many of you came from very far away, from around the world. It's because you are hoping that you can help somebody. So just to be here, you are doing a very big good deed. You worked very hard to come here. It's very far away from your home and your family. And the food that you usually eat. And you did that for other people. So tell your teacher. Yesterday, while we were here, many people are working very hard to serve us. I myself, while I'm working, other people are cooking my food and washing my clothes and taking care of my bills. Then let's think about those good deeds. Many people are working very hard to give us these 3 days. And they worked very hard. This temple was built by the hands of the students here. And all the cottages were built by the hands of the students. So tell your teacher in your mind how happy you are about the hard work of the other people here. Now ask your teacher to teach us. Keep teaching me. I'm very stubborn. I have bad habits, hard to change me. But please teach me, keep teaching me. I will try to change. Then ask your teacher to stay with you. Stay in your life. Don't give up on me. Then please come back to your breath. And you can slowly open your eyes. We're not done with the meditation. Just taking a break.
legs are sore. It'll get worse before it gets better.